CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by my colleague and friend Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, Iran, in the headlines in Europe. Financial Times, U.S. allies urge Iran not to retaliate against Israel. Subhead, Washington warns that Tehran is ready to stage military response to airstrike on Iran's consulate last week. We're talking about the strike against the IRGC commander leading the surrogates attacking Israel, Hezbollah, Houthis, Hamas. However, we welcome Professor Eyal Zisser, Vice Rector of Tel Aviv University. Professor, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. These threats from Iran, how do you measure them? Is it boasting on their part, or are they ready to get into the fight? Or, again, is this something that we'll just be guessing at for some years? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's great to be here, to be with you. And I think we should consider this threat as serious and prepare ourselves. From time to time, there were threats from Iran after each of the alleged attacks allegedly Israel carried out in Syria and in Iraq and in Iran itself. But this time, it looks more serious, especially since the Supreme Leader Khamenei said very clearly that Israel is to be punished, that Iran cannot accept what happened. This was a red line for the Iranians, and they are going to retaliate. So I think we should take it very seriously, because the general that was assassinated, he was number two to Soleimani, so it was really a serious target and the loss for the Iranians.
Malcolm?
When you see the statements by President Biden threatening Iran and warning them about an attack on Israel and telling Israel that they will be standing with them, and even more surprisingly, the Prime Minister of France and English officials are now rallying to Israel's side. Is this a surprise to you, or do you feel that this is a continuation of the attack on Soleimani where they are looking to put Iran in its place?
Well, it's a surprise because we cannot ignore what happened during the last several months. I mean, not the 7 October, but what happened after there, decline or erosion in Israel standing in the world and its relations with many of its allies. And now, without any hesitation, it's a good surprise to find out that when it comes to the security of Israel, to threats posed by its enemies, Israel has friends, Israel has allies, who, something we didn't see, I think we never saw, readiness. Clear readiness, especially from the United States, but from other countries as well. Not just to say, we stand with Israel, we support Israel, but we are ready to fight. We are ready to engage in a war for Israel. That's very impressive. That's very significant.
Professor, the headlines also include, some hours ago, that the IAF is conducting exercises, a mock attack on, fill in the blank, it would be Iran. Do you measure that Israel is ready to take on Iran directly, no longer fighting the surrogates, but go after the mullahs?
Well, the messages are very clear. The Iranians use proxies. This was, let's say, okay. For the Americans, even for Israel, there was no need to retaliate and attack Iran directly. because the Iranians were very careful not to launch an attack from Iran itself. And by the way, the American message has to do with a direct attack from Iran. Also, the Israeli message, I mean, the Israeli foreign minister, Israel Katz, said that if Iran attacks directly from Iranian, this is to say that if they continue their attacks from Yemen or Iraq, it's not as bad, but a direct attack from Iran, this is something that might cause a need for an Israeli retaliation. So I think that people are worried or wondering about, you know, a direct Iranian attack, and if there is such, and if it's significant, and if unfortunately there are casualties and the Israeli air defense system cannot intercept those missiles or whatever, then there might be a retaliation.
Malcolm?
So you were quoted earlier as saying in earlier times that you expected the northern border to be more quiet, certainly, than it is. What is your assessment now? Now, can we anticipate that Hezbollah will continue to ramp up their aggressive behavior?
Well, as far as the northern border, there are ups and downs, but there is no any change since the beginning of the war, 7 October. This is to say, clear rules of engagement along the border, several kilometers into Lebanon or into Israel. That's probably okay with Hezbollah, and also okay with Israel. And Hezbollah clearly is very aggressive, but Israel too, the response is sometimes very aggressive. Let us remember that almost 270 Hezbollah activists were killed by the IDF. So it's an aggressive response. But Nasrallah said very clearly, I mean, even referring to the current events, that, Israel should know that Iran might retaliate. This is to say, it's something that has to do between Iran and Israel. It has nothing to do with Hezbollah, because it happened on Syrian soil, it happened to an Iranian general, so it's up to Iran to retaliate. That's what he said. I don't know if this is what will happen, but I guess that Hezbollah has no interest in being dragged into a major war with Israel. So I would expect things to continue as they are. We can't say quite a border, but still things are still under control.
Professor Eyal Zisser is the vice rector of Tel Aviv University. He was the dean of the Faculty of Humanities and the director of the Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern and African Studies, Malcolm Honlein Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.